things change every year. Everything, it changed for better. In my view, it changed for better. They are doing the best, but things doesn't change overnight. I learned that over 21 years. Things were very hard before, alhamdulillah. Things got better, and it's going better every day. But like a lot of things for the tour operator, a lot of things changed overnight. The rules and everything changed. Like before, it weren't that much strict. The people, anybody can go from here, take a tour here and there, do the job. I go back a bit, and then I'll come to present time. Before, when we used to book people, we used to take people from here. We didn't need any prior booking, hotel booking. We didn't need any permission from the local government, Saudi government. It takes so many hajjis. And we used to take people and things. When we got there, we used to start finding accommodation and think, you know, where to put people in that. And that was very hard at that time. People used to take there, they used to be over a couple of nights before they got the accommodation. But now, the rules change, and we have to book accommodation right from beginning. And they'll tell you which hotel. I have to tell them which hotel I book in Makkah, give the full agreement. Same in Medina. Same is for Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat, which mullim we got. And that way, on a certain date or a certain time, where we are, the kingdoms know, the people, organizers know. The people suffer that much. The Saudi kingdom, the government, they say, you must have accommodation.
So that was what drove the change?
Change,
is yeah. That people and weren't having a good them. Experience?
Yeah, it's a change for better.
And when did those changes really take place?
It took about 10 years ago. And
all the
requirements what you have to have for the tour operators, they make sure we got all that. Even from all the paperwork from here, we got to when we apply for the visa for Hajj, we got to go to the Saudi embassy. We got to take paper there, and then we go to Chambers of Commerce. We get letter from there. Even they check the bank statement, they check the tax. Before, none of that was happening. But recently, the Saudi government asked for all these things. They to find out whether you are a proper tour operator or not. That's when the thing. If you have any of these missing, they will not let you start. They will not let you start work. No matter what you do, your atoll license, if you have more than 500 haji, then you need ITA and atoll.
Sorry.
Yeah, you got to have all that. So you got to have all this paperwork. Recently that started, and that makes it better. It makes it better, the people who are traveling.